Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What constitutes a success?
All right, we're here at Denizens. Denizens Brewing.
Yeah, Denizens. Thank you.
How's the speaker? Is the speaker good? Can you hear okay? All right, it's Rocking the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And to anyone who's way there in the back and has no idea what we're doing, we're recording podcasts. If you want to talk about music, come on up. All right? Invitation to all.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right. So, today we have...
Julie Snyder.
Julie, how are you, Julie? Yeah, everybody, round of applause.
Lovely
for Julie.
Julie Snyder.
How's things been going?
Very good.
Yeah, that's
very
good to hear.
Mike told me to wear something musical, so
you
I
did.
Dragged out The Who and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, nice.
Who we were supposed to see, but.
Tragically. He's got an illness, yes.
Yes, which is very sad.
But that show will be rescheduled. I mean, he's still. With
I'm,
us.
I'm. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He is. But they just announced he was out for the rest of the year.
Right.
And I had the feeling that it was just a couple months, and then we were going to be able to see him.
So. Right. It'll work out.
It'll work out. I have faith.
I'm going to just give a quick shout out here to my friend Tim Hoffman, who invited me to see Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
And we got right up by the stage, and it was the most amazing thing, and... I think I still owe Tim something for that. I have to be his butler. Okay. Julie, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, it's also another thing throwing it out to the group.
Okay.
But I wanted to know what constitutes a success for a band, for an individual.
Interesting.
We just saw the Foo Fighters. Amazing.
Yes.
Peter Gabriel. Amazing.
Wow.
But then we're regulars at the 930 Club seeing Margot Price, Jason Isbell, all these other performers that I think are amazing. But are they considered a success?
Mm.
Or the drive-by truckers? Or, you know, those... Mm-hmm. I don't know if you would consider it mid-level or...
Well, what are your thoughts on this?
Well... To me, they're all a success.
Right.
If they're out there doing it.
Amen.
And making a living. Now, what I don't know is, are they making it a living? Or do they have full-time jobs and they're kind of, are their spouses supporting them while they pursue a dream? I mean, in my previous life, I always dated musicians, and they all had bands, and they all had a CD, which I thought, they're big, you know.
Yeah.
I found out they were not big. No one had ever heard of them. So, you know, that's just kind of my thought process.
It's a very interesting question. And as, you know, speaking... As a musician who's, let's say, at the very bottom of the musician success totem pole.
You should never say that.
I think what you hit on about the part about making a living from your music, to me, always, at least from what I've read and musicians I've interviewed, like if I can actually make a living from my music to the point where I don't have to work when I'm not out on the road or promoting my record, and I can write songs and then I have somebody to support me, a label or whatever, to go into the studio and record that music. That always, to me, seems sort of like a middle thread, right? Where people...
So if you have a label behind you...
That's a big part of it, I think. Yeah. But these days, I think that importance has become less, much less than it used to be, because you can record your own stuff and now promote it, you know, in like on SoundCloud, for example. Many musicians do that. So
right.
There's always been something right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I think the acts you mentioned, you know, Margot Price, Drive-By Truckers, Jason Isbell, I mean, I do think they're making a living playing music.
Yeah.
And those are also people who tour a lot, so that probably helps as well.
But they don't get beyond a certain size venue.
You're right.
Very good point.
You're right. They've sort of hit a ceiling.
Like
maybe they're fine
plateau.
With that. They probably are. But What I find interesting just in today's music environment is that you do, it seems like that ceiling is higher than maybe it used to be for acts that never had any radio success. So I think of Wilco is what I always think of, right? Like Wilco's never had a radio hit.
Right.
They've never had a song on the, you know, pop charts, right? But they play good size venues, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, and they tour all the time. And you know, so they play a lot of shows a year. Places that probably hold 20, you say 20,000, mm-hmm. Mike, maybe? Yeah. I mean, so we're in the 10 to 20,000 range of venues, right? And they do that consistently. They've been doing it for years. And maybe I'm just not thinking of it the right way. Maybe bands like that existed in the past, but it didn't seem like it. It seemed like you kind of had to be on the radio to have that kind of
success. You're right.
Success,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep. And, you know, an interesting example, too, could be Guided by Voices, where here's a cult band who's never even really had a hit outside of some indie circles.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Are they good?
They're from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
They've got a couple albums out.
I should know
that, then. Yeah. But what they were actually able to fill a whole hotel with their fans, right, and host these anniversary concerts in their hometown. And so that's certainly a level of success, you know, in a different way. I guess it also goes back to that old, every time you had a personal review, like when you worked in an office, they would say, what's your vision of success? Or what does success look like for you?
That's, right.
It's almost in some ways like that. It, you know, it's interesting.
Because I was thinking about Sunvolt or Whiskey Town or, I mean, these bands that Mike and I have seen that I just thought I would go see them and I would think, okay, they're just going to explode.
Yeah.
And be everywhere, and we won't be able to afford the ticket.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of interest lately in the Replacements because they put out another like reissue and all that stuff. And I remember hearing that before they went on that reunion tour, or the reason they went on that reunion tour, a big reason was just basically finally like pay off their debts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For a band.
From being the band. Yeah.
In our community is like a huge success, right?
And yeah. They were idols. Yeah.
You know, sort of carrying a decade or more worth of debt
right.
over all
yeah.
these years. Yeah.
They're student loans.
Yeah. Didn't they... I mean, they kind of never felt like they could make it.
Right.
They didn't think they were that good. And so they kind of kept
themselves.
It's a
complicated dynamic.
They kept
themselves
from being
that's right.
what they could have been.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the other people are really, at least I think they're really trying to break out. But
maybe most bands don't self-sabotage as much as the Replacements, Replacements did. Yeah,
that's right. Anybody else have thoughts on this? Want to come on up? How do you define success in the music business? Brittany wants to say something. All right, here comes Brittany, everyone.
Hi, Julie. Well, some of what I was thinking of saying, actually, Patrick kind of hit on already a little bit with success. Doesn't always look the same for every musician. But I think there's a distinction between a professional musician who... they get paid for what they do, but that doesn't mean that it's sustaining them as a career and their only career. And so, like, you know, we're in the world where we play music a lot, we get paid for what we do, people seem to appreciate what we do, but there's no way in hell we could afford to feed ourselves with the level that we have. And I think that's kind of a daydream for a lot of people to get there. But yeah, whether it looks like arena shows or just like hitting on the road and getting just enough money to earn your living and earn your keep and do all your stuff, that's going to look very different from one place to another. Yeah. I just want an audience who's engaged. Like, that's what's really exciting to me. So
I think when you go into that HR review, right, you could just say we played every Suburbs Fest
so far.
Right. So that's success,
so far,
right?
Yeah.
Frank Muffin. Everyone. Yes. Yes. That sweet Suburbs Fest revenue.
And we love you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brittany. All right. Anybody else? Anyone else? Jason has some thoughts. We got. We still have 2 minutes on the clock here.
All right.
I'll be quick. My boy Craig will be extremely mad at me, so I'll just say Jason Isbell is a big success.
There you go.
Eric Didrikson is approaching the microphone.
I didn't mean to imply he wasn't.
I love him.
I went to college for music, and in my little department, this is our favorite joke. What's the difference between a musician and a pizza? A pizza can feed a family of four.
Well, remember, Eric, at the last fest in Louisville, we loved the line of there's enough musicians in here to start a homeless shelter.
That's right. Yeah.
So the Biebelhauser brothers.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a really good one.
Yeah. All right. All right. I think we've solved that problem.
Yeah, very good.
It's solved now. Okay, let's just go to the bag
of
questions.
I'm glad. I feel better.
Yeah, all right.
I feel better.
All right, here we go.
I'm scared.
What's the corniest joke you know? Do you know any corny jokes?
I am so bad with jokes.
Yeah.
Could I phone a friend?
Yeah. Mike, you know any corny jokes? Mike Snyder? Oh, wait. Oh, Mike Wagner. Mike Wagner's going
to
come in.
To the rescue.
Another roommate.
This technically is not allowed in the bag of questions to pass off the question to someone else. But we'll allow it today. We'll allow it today. No. Mike Wagner. Come on in.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
So it's a pilgrims. There we go. All right. All right, Julie Snyder.
Julie, choose a postcard for your time. And we also have, there's several Elvis, Graceland. We've got we got Poco, Dave Edmonds, Spyro Gyro, Peter Frampton. We got a Ray Charles CD.
Okay, I have to ask him to make me get rid of all my records.
Okay. Mike's not allowing any vinyl in the home. Dave Edmonds, nice choice.
Oh, that's a good one. That's the one
with girls talk on that album.
Repeat when necessary. That's good.
Thank you, Julie.
All right, thanks. We have somebody else ready for tomorrow. So with that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you then.
Shall play a Carnegie home.
Gonna give up.
some one night stands.
Yep, 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 yep.